long time no talk. As you can tell, it's your host Haley. It's just me today. I felt the need to come on here and just have a very candid discussion. You guys know that I love to be really open and honest about the type of person I am and the experiences I've gone through, because I truly believe that, you know, I have this platform and I have these things in order to help other people get through things that they need to get through. And, you know, if my story could help somebody else, I think it's worth putting it out there. I kind of went through something that I have been trying to avoid my entire life, that I've never wanted to go through, and that I have been avoiding relationships because of this. And I guess the thing would be heartbreak. I just experienced my, I don't know if you call it the first or second heartbreak. I think I'm gonna go with like my first heartbreak. And you know, it was with this guy that I really cared about, and I still do care about. And he just happened to do something that, you know, wasn't good. And, you know, it really hurt me. I'm still really hurt by it. I eventually want to forgive him, but I haven't reached that point in this process yet where I've been able to be like, you know, I forgive you for what you did. I acknowledge that he made a mistake, and I understand that people make mistakes, especially we're so young, you know, mistakes will be made. I haven't forgiven him yet, but I'm hopeful that one day soon I'll be able to, because at the end of the day, like, I don't want to walk around holding this like big heavy weight in my heart about something that, you know, I had no control over. I just want to talk about like heartbreak a little bit and getting over it, even though I'm still not over mine. I've been telling myself this entire week, you know, I've been sad. I spontaneously cry sometimes, just because, you know, that's what happens when it happens. I feel like you just get, especially when I'm alone, I just get these overwhelming feelings of sadness, and I'm like, wow, like we could be doing this. And I sit in my room and I see all of these memories that we've made together, and it's so hard when I'm alone and I'm sitting here and I'm thinking of all of the things that we did in this place together, all those memories we've made. And it's a little harder because we have made memories on campus. So it's a little tougher to deal with all of it when everything that you see is like a constant reminder of like what you guys did. Like, we made bagels in my air fryer. It could be something as silly as that. We made cookies in the kitchen. I introduced him to the Boondocks in, you know, in my room. This is the first couple times we did homework in here together when I really did not need help in my homework, and I just said that I did. So there's a lot of memories here, and they're all really good, but I think just being in a place where you're reminded constantly is really hard for me. And, you know, one day I'll be able to be okay with remembering these memories and remembering them as happy things and being able to go on with my life. But like right now, it's kind of tough. And I'm doing a lot better than I was at the beginning of the week. You guys won't know this, but at the beginning of the week, it was Valentine's Day, and that's when everything kind of went down. So I was under the impression these entire last weeks, I was like, oh my gosh, I have a Valentine. Like, this is going to be the first day where I like get to celebrate Valentine's Day with somebody, which it didn't obviously end up that way, which that really ended up sucking. I ended up crying all day, actually. But you know, it happens. I don't really know what to say. I think that in life, you're going to experience heartbreaks, and you're going to experiencing the people that you care about really hurting you. And you have to sit with yourself and wonder, okay, well, if they did this, what else have they done? And you got to sit with yourself and wonder, if they did this, then how could they possibly have meant this? I've struggled this entire week with a lot of different people telling me that, you know, he doesn't care about me, or that he's been manipulating me, or all of this stuff that, I mean, I understand where they're coming from, and I get it, but at the same time, I think I can heed their advice and heed their warning and heed everything they're saying. But I think deep down in my heart, I just know that, like, the things that we shared, it was special. And nobody is going to know. And this is just not for me. This is for anybody. I mean, sometimes it does end up that case. For me, I don't think it was. I truly believe that, like, what we shared was special. And I was, you know, not talking to myself about it, but, you know, trying to rationalize it in my head. And I'm like, wow, if he was actually faking everything for, like, this long, I'd be pretty impressed, because that takes a lot of work and a lot of energy. I think I'd be more impressed than upset with him. But, yeah, so I've just been sitting with myself and trying to sort out all my emotions towards myself and all my emotions towards him. And I've sat here and decided that, you know, yeah, this thing happened, but I don't have to let this dictate the way I am. You know, I consider myself to be a very caring person. When I care about you, whether it be in a romantic sense or platonic sense or like my friendships, when I care about people, I tend to just push all of my care and love towards them, because that's how I was raised by my mom. You know, if I care about you, and I guess specifically in a romantic relationship, I'm going to put everything on the line. I'm going to put my heart on the line, because I know that in order to be in a relationship, like, you have to be vulnerable. And, you know, this hadn't always been the case. I've also been going to therapy for the past couple months, and with my therapist, I've really been working on communication and being allowed to feel what I feel, being allowed to feel my feelings and being okay with feeling my feelings. And I've gotten a lot better with that. I've gotten a lot more emotionally intelligent. So, you know, I kind of felt like at one point in this week, which has felt like a month, by the way, this week has felt so long, but at one point in this week, I was like, all my progress that I made in therapy has disappeared. But, you know, talking to you guys and really just, like, talking this out, it hasn't disappeared. You know, I'm still going to be who I am. I'm still going to work on communicating. I'm still going to be open and vulnerable. I'm still going, if I care about you, I'm going to let you know that I care about you. You're going to feel that I care about you. Because at the end of the day, guys, life is too short not to let people know how you feel. Life is too short to constantly walk on eggshells. Life is too short to not say what you mean. You know, I was in love with this. I am in love with that guy that, you know, did me dirty. And, you know, everybody would advise you, be like, don't tell him. He doesn't deserve that. You don't deserve to tell him that. But for me, I'm like, no, I am going to tell him, because one, I want him to realize, like, how much I was invested in this and how much I was willing to invest in it. And I think that's important. I really do. I think that for me, what I needed is to let him know how much I cared about him. And I still do care about him. Just because he did a wrong thing doesn't mean I stopped caring about him. I still do care about him. And he was my best friend before any of this. So I will probably always care about him. It just happened to be a situation where, you know, he decided to do this thing without thinking about the repercussions of his actions. While it is a sucky situation, I can't allow that to cloud who he was before. Like, of course it's going to change how I think about him and how I see him. But I think for me, I've really been trying this optimistic route. I don't want to be a pessimist anymore. So I've really been trying to be optimistic these past couple months and working on my outlook in life. And there are bad people out there, but there are also good people who do bad things. And I think the reason why I think this is because I've been a good person. I know I'm a good person, like, regardless of what anybody says, like, I'm a pretty decent human being. And I've done my fair share of bad things. You know, I've said some things I've regretted. I've done some things that, not necessarily regretted, but that I can't take back and that I've had to learn from those mistakes. And, you know, I think everybody eventually, I think good people who do bad things do learn from those mistakes. I don't really know what I'm trying to say here. I'm really just sharing this with anybody who's listening, that you shouldn't let your circumstances steal your joy. And I was talking about this with my roommate, Kayla. Shout out, Kayla, if you're listening to this. I was talking with Kayla last night, and I was like, what was that Bible story of the person who was in jail who was like, I'm not going to let my circumstance steal my joy? It was Paul. And Paul sat there in prison seeing what happened to, you know, the guy was in front of him, got his head was decapitated, and he sat there having faith, knowing that, you know, I have God, so I have everything. And he would not allow his circumstances to steal his joy. And I think that's something that God is trying to teach me, maybe. I don't really know what the lesson here is in all of this. I don't really know yet. I'm sure I'll figure it out eventually. But I think one of the lessons is God is trying to teach me not to let my circumstances steal my joy, that I can be and I am allowed to be and I'm able to be happy with and without certain people in my life, and I can't let somebody else dictate my happiness, because my joy and my faith and my hopes and dreams and stuff from life should come from God and not from worldly things. And I think he was just trying to teach me that, hey, although your circumstances in the past, you know, month and a half have been really bad, but like, why am I paying attention to all these things when, one, I have so many other things, great, amazing things going for me. And two, I can be joyful without these things in my life. I don't need these things in my life in order to be happy and in order to feel fulfilled. And that's just really heavy on my heart right now. And I just think that that's a lot of what the situation has taught me, is that I am allowed to be happy and I don't need other people to make me feel happy. I don't need to get my self-worth from anybody else. And this doesn't only go for the situation that I'm currently going through. I've been going through some other things too that have really affected me in the past couple weeks. But another thing that I just thought of, if you are going through like a heartbreak or you are going through something that's really tough right now, I just want to encourage you to sit in the sadness. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to miss what you once had. It's okay to miss the person that you had. But me and this guy had a conversation. We've had several conversations actually over the past couple weeks. And, you know, while he still did this thing that hurt me and I still care about him, we were like, you know, wrong time. You know, if it's meant to happen, it will happen. And that doesn't just go with like romantic relationships. That goes with everything for me. That has been a motto that, you know, for the last week I've forgotten. If this situation that I'm in, if this job, you know, if this friendship, if this relationship, if this opportunity, if it's meant for me, it will find its way back to me. I'm not going to go seek it. I can put the work in order to, you know, receive that job. But if it doesn't work out the first time like you thought it would, just wait. Because one, there could be something completely better on the other side for you. There could be something else that's waiting for you that is just so much better and that will really help you grow with the situation or with the friendship or with the relationship or with the opportunity. And maybe you need to leave this behind, but also maybe it's meant for you at a later date. Maybe it's meant for you at another time. If life will work out the way it's supposed to work out, I do believe in divine intervention, and I do believe that like God will give you what you need at the time, and God will bring things back to you if it's not the right time. So I know a lot of people are like, no, if it's right person, wrong time, it's just not a thing. I do believe in right person, wrong time. I do believe in that, because there have been so many friendships that I think back to me having, and like, you know, these were amazing people that I was with, but we weren't mature enough or we weren't this enough or that enough in order to really get what we needed out of those relationships. So I don't know, these past couple days, I've really just been self-reflecting, and I just felt it really heavy on my heart to share with you guys, because at the end of the day, if I could share this and one person listens to it and it allows them to see the world in a different way, or allows them to have a different outlook, or allows them to grow, or just, you know, feel a different experience, I feel like I've done something worthwhile. And I think that's what I'm going to leave it with today. I know this is fairly short. I normally don't talk for this long, but just remember, guys, if it's meant for you, it will find its way back to you. And if you're where you are at the moment, if you are where you are, then there's a reason, and you're going to be able to handle anything. So I felt really heavy on my heart to share that with you. Hopefully we'll be back with some new episodes. You know, it's track season. Jasmine and I are very busy running and being a student and having a social life and all of this stuff. But hopefully we'll be able to both be back in studio. Like, we have a studio. We don't have a studio. But, you know, hopefully one day we'll be able to come back and, like, have this episode where we can just, you know, talk to you guys some more, because we really do appreciate everybody who's listening, and we appreciate talking to you guys. And thank you for being here. I hope you all are doing well. Take care of yourselves. And remember, if it's meant to be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be. Bye, guys.